And we have on the phone with us this morning Minnesota's U.S. Senator Al Franken. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Well, you are the chairman of the Judiciary Subcommittee on Privacy, Technology, and the Law. And if anybody's been listening to the radio or watching TV lately, you had a meeting yesterday with and talked about Apple and Google, privacy, safety, and millions of mobile device users. So what did these people say, and what did you learn in the meeting?
Well, we had our first hearing of the subcommittee, and we had Apple there and Google there and a woman from the FTC, Federal Trade Commission, and someone from the DOJ, and we had an expert on this technology, and we had legal experts on the technology, and we learned a lot. My basic view of this is that people have a fundamental right to know what data is being collected about them and who's collecting it, and they have a right to decide if they want to share it and to have some control over how it's aggregated. And we really did accomplish a lot. We first of all, got the part of the function of this was to get our members to know the rules of the road and what is going on here, and also the public. And I think we made some strides toward changing the rules of the road a little to put some balance in here. I like these technologies. I think they do great things. It's wonderful that you can use your mobile device to, when you're driving around, to use Google Maps and find where you're going, or to find the closest fast food restaurant or Mexican restaurant or whatever, or if you get in an accident that they can find you right away. But there also is information that you're sharing that you're not aware, that people are not aware that they're sharing. So very often, if you give an app your location, what you don't know is you're also giving them your entire contact list. And that you're also not aware that the app will share it with a third party and sell that information. And you may not be aware that that third party doesn't secure the data very well, and that it can be breached, and therefore there people can know an awful lot about you.
So we don't have any federal laws to cover these things?
There are federal laws, but there's a lot of holes in them. For example, if the FTC is going to sue a company for releasing your information, they can't sue them unless they're violating their own privacy policy. So I called on Apple and Google to agree not to sell apps in their stores unless those apps have consumer privacy policies. And I believe that would be a good first step. But there's probably going to have to be legislation to require certain standards of securing information and certain disclosure to people about exactly what they're disclosing and to whom.
Well, right now, as I understand it, some of this information is kept for as long as a year. And one of them, I don't remember whether it was Apple or Google, said, well, they could store it for less period of time. Why do they need to store it at all? I mean, what good?
Well, this is Apple is claiming they had a bug in their programming that kept this information for a year, and what it was your location information essentially, and basically they find out where you are within a certain number of meters, basically, by locating Wi-Fi hotspots and mobile towers, and that's so. Their explanation of that is so that when your phone is in an area where you routinely are, it can right away pick up where it is and use these Wi-Fi hotspots and these towers more efficiently. And there's something to be said for that, but this doesn't need to be stored for as long as they were doing it, and they've agreed to stop storing it for that long. and they were basically violating things that they had said they had done. Now, when I had, when this came out and I wrote them a letter, the first people I heard from were the Minnesota Coalition for Battered Women. And the Justice Department reported in 2006, when there are about a third as many mobile devices as there are today, that 26,000 people had been stalked using GPS devices, and some of those from mobile devices. And that's when there were, again, about a third the number of mobile devices there are today. And next year, people will be buying more mobile devices than they will laptops and desktops combined. So some of the stories from the battered women were pretty horrific. And those are extreme examples, but there's other harms that can come to you short of that. So what we're trying to do is, one, inform people about kind of what the rules of the road are now. Two, prevail upon industry to self-police itself. And three, update the laws, because you have to do that. And technology is just speeding along there. And, you know, this is the nature of the laws of our country. When the framers wrote the Constitution, they probably did not envision telephones. And at a certain point, the Supreme Court had to make a decision. Is wiretapping telephones by the government a violation of the Fourth Amendment, illegal search and seizure? And they said it was. Now we have corporations who are just compiling and sharing a great deal of personal data about you, and we need to address that while still keeping the business model there so the innovation can continue.
So if I don't want to receive unwanted advertising, and if I don't want people to know where I am because of a public safety issue, what can I do as a consumer and owner of one of these mobile devices? Is there
anything? You can opt out of those.
Oh, I can.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How do I do that?
Well, usually on your device, there is a page that says, you know, when you're, you know, trying to go to an app that takes your... I mean, to some extent, you can't stop Apple or Google from knowing, you know, from storing where you are on your phone. And that really is about your phone being able to pick up towers and stuff like that. And I think that's legitimate, as long as they're not storing it and sharing it. So, but you can, you know, if you go on a mobile app, I mean, Google, I think, has a better page where it says, do you want your location revealed to the app? And, of course, if you're trying to find, you know, the best restaurant or a restaurant in where you're driving, they need to know your location. But they don't need to know your address book or your contact list, and you can check that off. You can say, I don't want them to know that. So I prefer opt-in where you actually have to affirmatively say, I want them to know my contact list. Not too many people will probably do that.
Instead of saying, I don't want you, you should be, what you're saying is you should be given the choice of going in and choosing.
It should, the default should be that they're not collecting this data. Mm-hmm. And then if you want them to collect it, then it's fine.
Before I let you go, are there more hearings scheduled for this?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's nothing scheduled right now. We're kind of going to digest this hearing, and the committee will meet, and members will meet and decide what we want to do next.
Well, you have kind of a long history of dealing with this subject in many different ways over the
years. Well, you know, I mean, telecommunications, and I mean, we're doing actually a big hearing today in the antitrust subcommittee on, I'm not chairing that, but I chair the other one, is on the merger of AT&T and T-Mobile, which I think is dangerous because they'll two companies, AT&T and Verizon, would then control about 80% of the connectivity on mobile communications, and I think that's too high a concentration of power.
Okay, we've been talking with Minnesota's U.S. Senator Al Franken about yesterday's hearings on privacy and your mobile devices.
Right.
Thanks for joining us, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Yes, great. Thank you. Bye.